What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes, and for any further information, you can always check out sincerelyangiem.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Dear Recess, you know what recess means? It means you go out to play. And it's the end of February, so I'm going out to play. March is my month. All March, all month, all me. That's how I roll. So there won't be any podcast episodes in March. If you're in a mood and you need your Sincerely Angie fix, go and listen to some older episodes that you may not have listened to already. Because in March, I will be vacationing. I will be relaxing. I'll be working, but I won't be podcasting. I'll probably be on social media. You can find me over there. Instagram is my favorite place. I only go to Facebook when I'm bored. And Twitter is just like my little... I needed something to say, so I said it. That's my little just say whatever safe place. It's not really a safe place, but that's just where I go to say wherever. Anywho, so there's not much to talk about in this episode. This is just kind of like a heads up to let you know that, hey, I won't be here. And you might want to go and follow me on social media so you can keep up with me if you care that much. It's to say that it's my birthday month. Yes, I celebrate 31 days of March. In March, you cannot tell me no. It's all about me. I want my way. I think that it's a celebration of life. And so I think that you should celebrate the fact that, you know, I'm here for another year. I made another year alive on God's green earth. Thank God. And I mean, it's just a time to celebrate. And in celebrating, you just kind of, you don't say no. You just say yes. So say yes. So of course, if you have listened to the previous Dear Recess episode, I asked for prayers and I put my Cash App and PayPal information in there if y'all decided to want to bless a sister. If not, just send me some prayers up. I'm always welcoming those. And so far this year, just to kind of do a little recap of the last 8 or 9, 10, 15 episodes or so maybe, from December to February, I think those were like my aha moment episodes because there were so many that had to do with just like bettering yourself. So there was a Dear Vision 2, which is, you know, 2020 vision for the new year. You had Dear Time and Dear Help. We just had the Dear Better You episode with Eric. And that stemmed from my Dear Childhood episode where I really opened up. And I don't know why I'm telling y'all my business like I've been telling on the podcast, but I hope that it helps someone and that I'm not opening myself up and it's in vain. I hope that someone is being blessed by any and everything that I am sharing. Thank you. So yeah, a lot of those episodes, when I really went back and looked at it, it's like, oh, they have a little bit of substance to them. You know, there's something there that's going to potentially help somebody. So I think this year coming, that's what this is going to continue to be, where I'm learning something and I'm sharing it with you all, but it's more so, it's not ratchetness like, you know, 2018. 2018, I was kind of like finding my footing and trying to figure out, you know, what exactly did I want to talk about that wasn't all over the place, but it is all over the place. There's always going to be a random topic, a random something that I like to say now that Sincerely Angie gives you a little bit of everything you didn't know you needed, you know, and that's, I think that's what I do. You know, if something happens during the week, now I do write down my topics beforehand, but if something happens during the week, it allows me to kind of say, okay, this is what I feel like talking about because it's fresh, it's new. on my heart and on my spirit, and it's something that I'm going to feel passionate about in that time. Now, if it's something I don't feel passionate about, I won't do it. And you've heard me say in plenty of episodes, you know, this was a struggle week. I just couldn't and I didn't. And that's just the way it is. If I'm not feeling it, I don't want to put out just anything. But I also do want to remain consistent. So it's a struggle to try and be consistent and put the content out there, but also not just put anything out there for the sake of putting it out there to be consistent. So lessons that I've learned so far in these last few months, so far in 2020, I think there's some lessons that I have learned so far this year just really has to do with growing into this whole adulthood thing where you just kind of, you learn something and then you figure out from learning that one thing how much you really did not know and you want to share it with people. And so that's how this has been growing and getting to the place where it's at, because I'm in my 30s and I imagine that most of my listeners are in their 30s. So it's like, if I can tell you something that you did not know, I'm helping someone who may have not found this information out till later on in life. So it's just that it's a lesson I've learned to share and not hold on to anything and hope somebody else finds out about it. No, I want to be that vehicle or that vessel that just kind of creates some knowledge in someone else's life, even if it's not the full Monty, like if it's not the full information on that one topic, I feel like as long as I'm able to put it out there, you can go and do the research for yourself to help yourself and better yourself. So that's one of the lessons I learned, just to not hold anything in and just to kind of share. And if it involves me being transparent and open, I'll just have to suck that up, because what is the purpose of going through a test if you're not going to share your testimony? Like, who was that for? It wasn't for you. What else am I doing in March? I'm really going to rest on the time that I'm out for my vacation. This will be the very first time that I'm taking a trip for more than 5 days. This trip that I'm taking, we will be away for 6 nights. That means, you know how you take a trip and you are there for 5 days and 4 nights? No, this is 6 nights. I'm going away for 6 whole nights. I'm going to be away from my bed. And for me, when I vacation, I usually can do no more than 4 nights and 5 days before it's like I miss my bed. And it's usually after night 3 where it's like I want my bed. But I can do 4 nights. So 6 nights is going to be different for me. It's going to be something new. But what way to start the new decade with a vacation that's away for 7 days and 6 nights. We'll see what happens. I'm planning on relaxing and enjoying myself. So that's what that's going to be. Hopefully I can do a lot of writing and get some more topics in and just brainstorm for the podcast for when I do my return in April. And I did, last time I did recess, I stayed away much longer, but I don't want to do that this time. So I'm going to try and at least brainstorm while I'm enjoying March. Even if I don't post something, I can dedicate some time to writing down some topics and some bullet points on what I could potentially talk about next. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I cut up when everybody who knows me, they're like, oh goodness, it's March, here she goes again. But this is really the only time that I could be a different person. And it's not that I'm really being a different person, I'm probably really being who I am inside. Like, don't tell me no. It's my birthday, I should get all, you know, the attention. There I go. I'm a really it in. All right, so yeah, that's all I wanted to say, y'all. Just if you don't see anything until April, this is why. It's because I'm celebrating March, but no worries. Just go back and listen to some previous episodes. Go and view some blog posts that I may have put up and follow me on social media. And yeah, I hope that you all enjoy your March. I hope that you all have had a very successful first quarter, because when I come back, that'll be April, which will start the second quarter of the year. And I think that for the whole month of March, that if you are listening to this podcast, I think that you should do something nice for someone. Even if it's not me, I'll be willing to share March with someone. If you can do something nice for someone, that'll be your birthday gift to me. If you don't, you know, drop your girl some Cash App or PayPal money or whatever like that, you know, do something nice for somebody else. Yeah, that's how we'll start the second quarter off, by paying it forward and being a blessing to someone. That's what I want y'all to do for me. This is what I want y'all to do for me. Yeah. That's a little NOLA popped out real quick. But yeah, y'all, I'm just rambling. I didn't have anything to say at all. I just wanted to put something up because I did not have four episodes for. I did have to let you all know that there was going to be a pause for the cause. The cause being March Madness, all month, all me. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you again for tuning in to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and hopefully you learned something in today's episode. For any social media handles, you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the social media tab or at the bottom of the page. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Talk to you next time.